My daughter Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Lamor is a Hakol Nemar B'Sinai. We know that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibul Torah Mi'Sinai. All the Mefarshim sell Moshe Kibul Torah Ma'Kodesh Baruch Hu, no Mi'Sinai. The Bar Tanura says Pshat in the Mishnah means Mi'Misha Nigla Elov B'Sinai. But a lot of Mefarshim say that the Nekuda Moshe Kibul Torah Mi'Sinai, the Pshat is Moshe was Zoiche to be Mekabel the Torah because of the Dargis Anova that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and that a symbol of that is the Gavi Sinai. The Hainu, the Gemara says that Sinai was the biggest Anov, was the Anov from the mountains. There's a remez I heard once that it's Mavur that Har Tavar was also claiming the Schus to be able to be Nitna Torah Olav, and Har Tavar is 32,000 Amos, and Sinai is 500 Amos. So it's 1/64th. And that's what it says. Even at Talmud Chacham has to have a Shminis, Sheva Shminis of a guy with 1/64th. The Marshal says, hey, the Marshal says, because if you would have a little bit more than that, a little bit more is 1/63rd. The number gets lit. Yeah? So that's Gat. That's Gat. That's already Gaiva. So it's Shminis, Sheva Shminis. The Anova that was by Har Sinai is what spells the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu has the Yechaylus to be Makabalus. But the Mefarshim style is interesting. The Lashon says Moshe Kibel Torah Misina, but then it says Mesorah Yeshua. So the Tosfos Yontif says, because the Emes Moshe Rabbeinu Taka was Mosar everything that he had to Yeshua. However, Mitzad the Kabbalah, when Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't Nimser and everything, because even Moshe Rabbeinu was Vasach Tireu Ma'at Melekin, so he was Kibel, but it wasn't able to Nimser him everything. Chaim Volozhin goes, Pumfaket. And he says, it's interesting, some Sfarim explained that later on it says, the Masorah Yeshua, Yeshua is Kenim, it doesn't say Masorah anymore. Later on, Shimon HaTzadik, Kibel Mehem. Because once it's already La'achar, the names of Purim, when it's Hazar Kibluah, and now already, then they were able to go back to the Darga, that they're getting the Spitz Darga of Kabbalah Sater. Yeah, the Parsha starts with the Sugis of Shemitah, Kisavoyu ala Aretz, and the Pasuk says, Shei Shonim Tizraf Todecha. The Meshech Chacham tells, what does it mean? It says right away, Kisavoyu ala Aretz. Kisavoyu ala Aretz, B'shov Saha Aretz, Shabbat Hashem. It didn't happen right away. 7 years later. Right away, Kisavoyu ala Aretz, it's already B'shov Saha Aretz. So he says, Amarit HaGazach, he says, if you do, if someone is Makdash Beheim Chayiv Ois, or actually Chayiv Ois, Kisi Adam, it's Chayiv Ois. Someone's Makdash Chayiv Ois, it's already hekdesh. You don't. There's no chiyuv kisui. Or if you were noitei a kerem mitchila lehekdesh, there's a ptur from Arla. It's not shayich to you. Over by shmitas nishtazot. Even if you makdesh a sode, the pshat is it's still going to apply that it can't be makia shviyas. Because shviyas before the year starts, even the first 6 years, it's already the karka is pending shviyas. So that's what it means. Kisavoy ala aretz, right away, it's a shavsa aretz. Even if you makdash the sod, it's not going to be makia the shviyas, because the clock is ticking. It's the first 6 years of the process of shviyas. You can't be makia that chiyuv. There's another shot that the shavsa aretz is kodim to the sheish shonim, because the shavsa aretz is the tenai for the sheish shonim tishra sadecha. The emes, if you do it, the medrash says that in a regular sod, it's not possible to be sheish shonim tishra sadecha. 1 year is Chayrish and Zayreya, and the next thing you need to give it a break. So the Achas, Zayreya, so the Nir. You have to keep on switching back. If you keep Shemitah, then it's Sheishon and Tidra Sadecha. And what's more, the Shishis, which is going to give it, was Shlosh Hashonim. You would have thought that a field, after not giving it a break 6 years straight, the 6th year is Zichar already, it's Farklap. No, that's all part of the Moises of the Shviyas. Now we know that in Shviyas there are Malachas, the Eiraisa, that are also to do. The Torah says Mefurish, like Sizra, like Sizmar, like Sixar, like Sibsar. Not all the Malachas are also, though. There's a big tumult. The Gemara says in Maitotin that there's only Ovis by Shemitah, Midairaisa, and Atolites. Also Chirisha, doesn't say Chirish anywhere. And there's a big tumult if there's Isser Chirisha by Shviyas, and if it's Zairaisa, or maybe it's only a Mitzvah Essay. We do have a Pasuk in Kisisa, Bachorish, Uvakosir Tishboi. But it's Nechlik Wakanam. What does it mean, Bacharish Uvakotzer Tishbois? Does it mean, Rabbi Akiva says, it means Toisefes Shviyas. Bacharish Uvakotzer Tishbois is teaching you the Chiddush that even Yemoitz of Michoel Lekoidish by Shviyas. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's going on Ktsir Sa'imer, Machorosh Rishus, Afkotzer Rishus. Kumtarek says, Machloikis, if there's a din Tosefes, the Gemara Moed Katan says, either there's 30 days Tosefes, or even from Pesach, or from Shavuos, depending on different crops, that there's an inyan to be Moed of Michael Lakaydish. It's very interesting, the Tosefes says, even if there's no din of Shleishim Yoim of Moed of Michael Lakaydish, Avada, there's a few minutes, you have to be Moed of. The Pell is, Shemitah always starts Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah anyways, it's Issa Malach of Yom Tif. So you have to start a few minutes before Al Tosefes Yom Tif. What's the Chiddush that you're going to be Nimna from Malach is the last few minutes of Choftes Elo, Azunder, in the Shnat, Erev Shemitah, because you have to be Moisef Michael, you have to be Moisef on the Shana. You have to be Moisef anyways inside Rosh Hashanah. So I wasn't sure, is the Shir Zayreya by Shemitah the same Shir as the Zireya of Yom Tov and Shabbos? Mm-hmm. It's not Meleches Machsheves. You don't need Meleches Machsheves for Moshul Mekalkel. Mekalkel on Shabbos and Yom Tov is Potter, but I don't know if Mekalkel is a Ptor by the Melech by Shviyas. There's only Meleches Machsheves, so that would be the Nafkemina by Zriya.
What kind
of Zriya? It's Kilkel. We'll have to find the case. But maybe that would be a Nafkemina that you would have to be Moist even Lagabi there. What? No, I don't think she just is telling the machlokes of this Gemara, but Chorish Vakash Akish Parsha. The Minchas Chinuch, what? Either Tosefes Shviyas or Rabbi Shmuel says, Mach Chorish Rishus, Ach Kotzer Rishus, Yosef Ksir Ha'omer, the teacher that Ksir Ha'omer is Zoycha Shabbos. Which has nothing to do with Tosefes. The Minchas Chinuch Kler the Shaila are Noshim Chayiv in the Mitzvah Shemitah. Shemitah is Zman Groma. So the Lav Avada on Lav in Noshim are Muzer also. Loi Sizra, Loi Sister Avada Noshim are Muzer. But certain Vinim and Shemitah are only a Mitzvah Essay. Bachorish Vakotzer Tishvoy. That's the Gabe Echarisha, that's only a Mitzvah Essay. Do women have the Mitzvah Essay of Shemitah? As I Kler, the Minchas Chinuch, Lachoyer, they should have a Ptor of Zman Groma. What? There's Zman Groma. There's Zman Groma that Noshama Potter. No, the Shiloh was the Potter. Maybe the Taka Potter. He doesn't have to list it. There's Zman Groma. The Yerushalmi has a Shiloh. It says here, V'hoya Shabbat Arach Lachem Lo'ochlo. V'hoya Shabbat Arach Lachem Lo'ochlo. Very interesting, Michael. The Yerushalmi and Shabbat declares, are you allowed to be Yoitza Kiddush and Dalas Koitis with Yayin from Shviyas? So the Karbon Eda says, what's the nidin? Why shouldn't you be able to be with Yayin of Shviyas? So he says, because it's not Lochem. And you do it, I'm going to make a big toll on that. Who says it's not Lochem? There's another pshat that maybe, since it says Lochem, Le'ochlo, Le'ochlo B'loi L'Sreifa, by Peirish Shviyas, it's Le'ochlo B'loi L'Sreifa, you're not allowed to do it. So since it's not Roy to be Yayin, that could be Nisnasek al Gabi Mizbeach. Maybe that's why it's not able to be the Kiddush. Another object could be maybe Samazai. It's Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. Because it's a mitzvah to eat Perish Mitzvah, the one from the Kusha Shviyas. Maybe you shouldn't be able to Dal Kaisas with it. Maybe that's called Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. Maybe that's another pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Pasuk says, V'yishachtam al Oretz Lovetach. I saw from the Sefer from Rav David Feinstein. Lovetach is 49. That's your insurance policy. If you want to stay in Eretz Yisrael another 49 years, keep Shemitah and Yovel. If you keep Shemitah and Yovel, then it will be Vishaftim ala Oretz Lovetach. Now the Pasuk says, V'chisoimru, manoichal bashon ha-shvi'is. And there are those that learn that, you know who's talking? Some say Klal Yisrael, but some say no. It says here that V'chisimru memkar, you have to be paid to the field based on how many years. So the guy's cheshbening how many years he has the field for when he gave him paid to Yovel. So it's Vichy Taimru, so the Meicher is going to say, and the Lekech is going to say, you're planning on buying the field for another 27 years, till Yoyal comes. No, it's not, because I don't count the Shemitah years, it shouldn't count. Manoichal Vashon HaShviyas. It's part of the Shakel of the Tari, the Pasuk says, if you write Vashon and Targum is nothing. If you write Vashon and Targum is nothing. How many years till Yoyal is you can have a Mecca? So the Meicher says here, if Yoyal was only 17 years ago, I'm selling you a Karaka for 33 years. He says, no, only 28 years. What Shemitah is there, is that, isn't it? So Teretz says no, but also says that tool is plus Hashanim that the field is taka gonna do enough for the entire 3 years. So it's not Mineya Megareya from the shear of the Shonim of the Yom. He's asking, he wants to pay less.
So your field is going to produce more on the sixth year, but less on the seventh year and our ending. When I'm buying from the...
No, he's buying it, he's not renting it.
I'm not getting anything from the field.
I am, I'm buying it, I'm going to have it for another 33 years, and I'm going to get 33 crops. The sixth year is going to get for all the years. That's the price. That's exactly what it's saying. Later on in the parasha, you have the sugya state, Al-Pikach Min Itoi, Neshech V'Tarvis, the lava of Rivets. Toysim Bab Messiah, that Ayin brings, a Targum Yerushalmi, that someone that's Ma'al of Rivets is not even going to have Chiyas HaMesim. There was one person that wasn't come, but Pikach Dura, by the Chiyas HaMesim, it says because he was a Ma'al of Rivets. Ma'al of Rivets does not come with Chiyas HaMesim. So there's a story, I say over there, from the Sakhma Rebbe. Someone once asked him, how come in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodei and the Sugis from Rivets, it doesn't say this. A lot of times the Mechaber starts off a topic, he says, Dover ze chomer admoi, mitzvah zu chaviva admoi, and he's madgishes. He should say, by Rivets, lo yokam with Chiyas HaMesim. So he asked him, how come it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? So Afan Aruch, the Sakhma Rebbe told him, he says, Vos artach it's a shach? It's not the Mechaber, the shach brings it. So the person looked, he didn't remember the shach, he went through the whole shach. His daughter's shach. Pshat is that the Shach, and it's printed in the Shulchan Aruch, has a poem in the beginning of the Sefer where he writes a stanza for every one of the halakim of the halakhis, and it's actually a poem, it rhymes, and what's more, the Shach printed his Sefer in the year Tov Zayin, right? Hey, I love him, Tov Zayin, and every single stanza ends the last few words of the poem, and every single line is the Gematria 407. And the line about Rivets, it ends off, that's the whole nosa, but it says, La'yokas imanu. We won't wake up for those. That's what the Shach says. That's the brand. They put it in the poem. If you do also, there's a ma'itu with Rabbi Kveger, that there was a certain mouth of a Rivets that the Chevra Kadisha is asked to get back at him for all the times that they, what's it called? And they charged him a hoin rav much more than the regular kvura. And the mishpacha went to the shultan and they started complaining. And they came complaining to Rabbi Kveger, what's the story? So Rabbi Kveger said, it's poshish because b'derech klal anu maminim b'nei maminim, and a rental fee for the kvura, it's a rental, it's short term, and that's why the price is X. But this fellow, since he was a Malvav Rivets, the Chatoisus and Bamitzia, that he's long term, so the price is much more. V'nocha daitam shela. The emes is, we have, in the parasha here at the beginning, the union of Sfiras, Shemitahs, and Yoyblis. The Safarta Lecho, Sheva Shabtai, Shonim, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Pomim. The Ramban, actually in last week's parasha, in Emor, the Ramban writes, by Sfiras HaOmer, we know there's a mitzvah to be Sofer every day, we count Sfiras HaOmer. The Ramban says, Yeshle is Stapik, he's not sure. The Emor says that you do it, the Machlaik is Rishonim, the Furish, the Kandul, the Kandul, the Ramban is in Supik. Ramban in Chomashin, in Emor. If by Shemitah, the Yoyblis also, there's a din Sfiras. That it's not mutlal kol echad ve'echad, but it's mutlal on the bezdin, that the bezdin in the Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, if there's soifer the shana. He even clears. Maybe they made a bracha. The Ramban is the supik. Maybe they made a bracha and a sfira every year. They count it. I mean, Chassidus brings this down, and the emes ba'atanot here, and other mishnah before say it's a din sfira. That's why he's in the chinuch hazayit. And he says that it's taka interesting nidin, maybe. What if you forgot one year? Are you allowed to, you know, make it up the next year without a bracha still? What's the deadline? By Yom Kippur? By Choftes Elul? What is the gedorim of the Hashlama from the singing? But, it has to be that of a... Yeah? But Mamash, the gedorim of Sfira. Me'iduch Kisu, we know that there's another thing that has a Sfira. For Sofrala, by Nido, Zovo, there's a din of Sfira. Over there also, Ben, it's a din of Sfira. There's no bracha, right? What is there? Right? Let's see. The Tzutcha, I'm showing you many of them. Well then, but the Yidua, that many Sfarim say, that Sfir Sa'imer is talking the same thing as this Indian. It's of course inside the numbers. 7 times 7, 49, all those Inyanim, whatever that is about. Aber it's Shiva Nikim. The same way an Isha by Zova, by the Tuma, has to count Shiva Nikim. So that's where also the Rechaim writes in other Sfarim, this Usfartem Lachem, you're counting it for you. It's a Shiva Nikim. Klal Yisrael becoming Mitur for Shaitis with Rabbi Yishleim. What's more, in Sfarim state, Isha, that's Miss Alma, known as Garshan, she wants to marry again, has to wait 90 days. Havchona, Shloisha Chadoshim. If the emphasis in Sfira Soimer is really 90 days. Why? From America, the first 6 days of Sfira, you only count days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Starting from day 7, you count double count. You count how many days, and also how many weeks. So 43 of the days, starting from day 7, is a double count. 43 times 2 is 26. Plus another 6, 92. 3 months, the shear of Havchonah of Shloisha Chadoshim, that's the Shloisha Chadoshim of Sfira Soimer. That's the reason. Here also you have to know that we're totally connected. The Maitre goes like this, the Sfarim say, Moshe Rabbeinu already by the snack, or the Baruch Hu told him, Tavdun, as Holy Kim Allah Harzeh, Tavdun is Tavdun Nun. They're going to be oivet me after Nun days. And you have to also know, Lifnei Mi Atem Etarim. Mi is the 50. Also it says in Shir Hashirim, Shasisi Yeni Im Chalovi. Yeni is Leila Seder, the Dalet Kaisis. Im Chalovi, Shvuot is Milchik. Over Chalovi, Chalovi is 50. Shasisi Yeni Im Chalovi. That's the process of the counting of the Sfira is getting us Metuhar and Mukhan for Matan Torah. The Ramban writes that by the Sfira it has to be Tmimos. Interesting lashon though. It says the pasuk says we count Chamishim Yom. It's not really Chamishim Yom. We count only 49 days. The Ramban writes that the Chamishim is Nisfar Biyodri. It Memeila becomes the 50th. That's the Tzitzoy. You count up to 49, it becomes 50. There's a big tumult of Emes. When is the mitzvah over? A lot of people on Nisragish. Listen, some say every night is a different mitzvah. That's why even if you miss one night, you can make it in a brocha. It's a separate mitzvah. Learn one big hamshach. So when is the siyum? When is the gemar? When is the simcha of the gemar? Some are very nisragish by 49. Malchus Sheva Malchus. Avada. But some say no. It's when Scottish little chag, when you say kiddush on little shavuos. Some say it happens during the tikkun. Exactly at what time? But the emes is really, and you shouldn't fall. Everyone's sleeping there. Keser. Going Malchus or Malchus, then the 50th. That's Keser. That's where it's Nishlam.
Malchus
is
back
to
Keser,
is
what you said.
It goes with cycles. Like this. Right. Okay, the Ramban writes that it has to be a mitzvah mechuven. It's exactly the 49 and 50. Like pachas v'loyoyser, that it should be tmimin. What does he mean? Like pachas v'loyoyser. Like pachas, I understand. If you only counted 42 days, or 46 days, or you missed a day in the middle, so you didn't do the whole thing. What's like pachas v'lo yoyser? What's v'lo yoyser? They heard a murder in Ketaych. Shtel tichor, we know that Avada, the third doesn't say, but we know that the Indian of the Sphere, the Rishonim bring it, the Chinuch brings it, the Ran brings it. A lot of it, it's the Pia from Mount entire state, this is what, if you do it, that's what it is. So shtel tichor, a chosin, he's engaged, he's counting down the days till his chasana. And he's telling, he's keeping a track with the 40 more days, 30, this he's counting down. And the day after the chasna, Estel Vaita, another day. What you got? You made it. What is being moist if a guy who counts day 50, day 51, Avek Techapisuchag, okay, 51, he missed the ball. The Veloy Yoyser also fell in the Tamina, so where is the Gesach and Ramban? If you do Pachoy, doesn't Nishgetel. If you do Yoyser, doesn't also Nishgetel. And you got the Shluz. You did it. You got the goal. What's getting the Viper? That's already a shayla of chavilas. The Sefer HaChinuch brings, we said that Ramban is a suffix, but the Sefer HaChinuch Haka brings that there's a mitzvah of sphere by Shemitah v'yoyvus. And then he says, by Zov and Zov there isn't. Zov, the Zovah, she has to know, to Sheva Sheva Nikim, but you don't say, if the Pasuk says the Sofralah. Yeah, but Sofralah just means a conscious awareness of the fact that, okay, if it was Tuesday, you make the cheshbon. When it's going to be? Next Monday, next Tuesday, you make the cheshbon. Over the Chinuch breaks the kasha. Why takinat? Over here it says the safar to lecha and Chazal learns. There's not a mikdash with the raisa. There's not a zecher the mikdash. Sfiras. By Shemitah, he's learning also. There was a din on the Bezdin, a din Sfira, with a bracha every year. Rosh Hashanah. So why Taka by Zav and Zavit? Isn't there a din Sfira? Azay Prek Techinech. And he answers, Moshe HaKosov L'Chazal. Chazal know when the Sofrilo means just the conscious awareness and when it means a din Sfira. But the emes is, Toises in Menachis, Tafsamachay, he asks, he says, Usfartem, Davi Yoivel, Misafartem L'cha, Bezdin, Hayu Soifrin, Umavorchim. What the Ramban was Misopik, Mabana Toises. Soifrin, Umavorchim. Gaoy, Kamash, and Umavorchim, Fiyo Soifrin. The Gavi Zov is Zov, L'Shaich L'Sfor, L'Shaich L'Vorich. Kivin She Soiseres. Nichazi Afilu B'Shiyah Sofsfor. See, Sfir Soim Rosa, maybe you should forget, but try not to forget, you know? Get the daily WhatsApp reminder, right? But, yeah. Zov toisis by zov. If you count it, and suddenly she sees dam, it's toisis. It's not hers. Not biyoda. It's she loses the whole count. Now you have to know what the check. You lose the whole count. She wasn't doing a mitzvah. She counted up till day four. Then she saw dam. She was counting. She was counting. It's brachol batola. Toisis mashma brachol batola. Now there's a steer in toisis. Toisis in ksuba sign days brings the same bracha. There is mashma. Not only you shouldn't make a bracha because shemet tista. You can't even count. It's not even counting. But that's a big shot attack in the Pesach. And the mind they bring from the Shloah that even by Zobah, there's an Indian, she's supposed to say a Nusach. Ayoyi and Rishon, the Minyan, the Sira, there's an Indian attack of a Nusach. There's a Shaila in the Poiskin, when you count in Sira, can you say the Aleph base? We know there's the Gematria, you know, Aleph is Gematria one. There's a koyach mitzpori to not to oitzis, to chav beiz oitzis. We speak about it a mold in the Shia. So, l'chayra, are you allowed to say, hayoim chavov yomim loimer? Are you yoitza? Are you allowed to? If you did, could you still make a bracha? You know, everyone's saying, yesterday was. Zod chavov. But what's the nekuda, whether you're allowed to be yoitza with aleph beiz? So, it's brought down from the Rogachover. I've heard an interesting Hagdari. He says it depends what you're counting. Some things that what you're counting, if you're counting it, it's because each number counts. You're counting Lamashal on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol by Hazoya. Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas v'Shtayim. It's rather a sheet that says Fakir. First you did, you counted, you say Shtayim v'Achas, Shalosh v'Achas. The Machloik is. But over there it's a Mispar Hechleti. You don't say Aleph Beis Gimel Aleph Beis Zayin over there. But Amol, the number is just, you just need to keep a cheshbon, 7, 10, 22, whatever you're counting, it's just mitzvah siduri. It's just, for the Seder Advar, you don't have to, it's an interesting zach, in B'chayr zach menches, Balt Avyem, there's a mitzvah that says that when you're counting the behemoth, you count till 10. It's very interesting, In the Gemara, in Bukhairis, when it brings the Mishnah, it says, in Bukhairis, but I don't know what they did in the Oiz Vahadah Tziyayim Gemara, but by us it says, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Heivav. Zayin Tes Tes Yud. Over, if you look at the Mishnah, it depends, you have to know different prints. It says, out in Purish, Asaf Shtayim. So it's hard to know. Someone even told me, you know, the Shlo that brings down, they were supposed to count for the Ziva. He says that the Isha should say, Hayoyim Yoyim Echaz, but he writes Aleph. But that could just be, he printed the word. That's for you to translate. Yeah, he writes Aleph. It means he's supposed to say Aleph. But it could very well be, the Rogachev is saying, when it's only a hate of Timsa to keep a cheshbon, you can say Aleph Beis. For the Maitre Behem, it's not what you need to know, which is the tenth. There's no bear of the seventh one, the fourth one. Hagam, I once heard, there's a vort. Why do you have to pass out the Maitre Behem through the thing and you count them out? Because the guy's going to be Teklaf, he has to give so much away to Maitre Behem. So, no, the first one is yours, the second one is yours, the third one is yours. And then each one is Achat, Shtayim, basically. But it could be, that, whether it's just a Chatimsa to know when you're getting to the end, or each one is a Ber. Hazoyas being Kippur, Nedach, and Achat, Shtayim. Maitre Behemah, the passage of being, you could say Aleph Beis. What's the Mitzvah to Oimer? You Yoytif, you say Chavot. They say it's called Lag Bo'imer. Lag Bo'imer. Then there's another Shaila. Are you supposed to say Lo'imer or Bo'imer? So I never heard anyone call it Lag Lo'imer. It's called lag boim. So some say it's right that it's boim. So I've got verkehrt. You're yoitza when you say lag. And people don't want to say, tarn shkia, ready, it's getting close, they're going to say. So we say to make sure to say it the wrong way. Azoy, medavzog, and lag boim. And yoitza. Lahoitzi, you say lag boim. Demon says the reason we say boimer is because the Ramah holds you're supposed to say boimer. And even if the other 48 days we don't like the Ramah, we say loimer, abachotchas to your site. So the Ramah, we should do kishitosai, to say lag boimer. There's a famous shtickle from the Dvar Agrom. He says that why don't we do sveikah de yoimer by Sfir Soimer? So he says because Sfir Soimer is nish gezok, is gezelt. Not exactly how he says it, but Lamazogin Azaz Nusach, that it's not some a word of a bitoy, of a Zoginibra, a word, a kriya. It's sphira. You can't be cipher something that's not Hekle T, which is goof what we were handling here, but you can't count the fake of the Yoimidic sphira. The Doimel they bring, the Magen Avraham says, you have to say Sphir Soimer in a language that you understand, even though Bederacha you're allowed to say Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand, by Sphir Soimer it has to be that you understand. There are achroina, I don't think the Dvar Avraham talks about this, but there are achroina that say that who are them Shemei Ko'ine? You don't say Shemei Ko'ine by Sfir Sa'imim, because Shemei Ko'ine is gezok, so versus nish gezelt. If you do a Rab Kveger in Shuva, there's four Shuvas of Rab Kveger back and forth with him and his uncle during his Sheva Brachas, where the Ksiva is Kedibur, by many in Yonim, Shavua, and Kriyishma, and Mikra Megillah, and Sfir Sa'imim, whether you can have Shemei Koine, there are those who want to say also have Shemei Koine. I'm sorry, you see the Kedibur. Grad, I can hear Fakert Efshir. I feel like Ksiva Nish Kedibur, I wish I could sell to this yet. To say, take the Bar of Rum's Barth of the Fakert Eifen. I was always wondering if someone has a scratch card that he wants to remember every day from the Sphere Simon, like when you buy the. You take a nickel or a Gouda coin, yeah. And you scratch. So, is that a problem? You can't make a bracha if you already scratched out that nice thing. That's not called counting. What if you count in sign language? You can still make a bracha? Maybe it's not gezocht, but Efshir is gezelt. Efshir. You know, Eberhoffen that the Chazan looking back to figure out what it is instead of telling the guy what yesterday was and show him with your fingers. You take a price, some make a bracha. Some make a bracha. If a person said, he didn't say Hayoim, I hear. If a person says Hayoim Kiminyan Shiftei B'nai Yisrael. I have a lot of other questions, but the Nakut is like this. You have to say a number. It has to be a count. If you say Teferet Sheva Malchus, Hayoim Teferet Sheva Malchus, you're not good. It's not a number. But if you say today is the square root of 81, on the ninth day of the Omer, Yoitz. But if you say the square root of 82, I think you're not good, so because it has to be Kiminus. I don't think you can say today 9.1 Yom HaMoimer. It has to be a Masura Dika number, but the square root of 81, I think is a number.
What is the square root of
81? 9.
What?
9 times 9 is 81. What if you say today is 27 minus 6 divided by 4 equals 1? I mean, but the Klal HaDvarim is, if you say a number, that's called Sfira Soimer. If you say a mishpat. But again, what did you say? Hayoyim kiminyan shifte b'nei Yisrael. Kiminyan the charedi shechav ha-knesset, that there are. So I'm a chloik. So I'm safe right. That the Yimei Sfira Soimer, the emets are broken up into this 48 days, and then there's the Erev Shavuot, and he explains like this. They're broken into sets of 16 days each. 16 of the days are connected Keter Torah, 16 of the days are connected Avodah, and 16 of the days are connected Malchus. And then the last day, Erev Shavuot, is Keter Shentev Oil Al Gabeim. And that's why it's called Yoivel. Yoivel is if you only have a whole 50. Yoi and Vel. Vel is Lamed Beis. That's the 32, 16 plus 16. And the Yud Vav, every one of them. He says also, it's also called Leiv Toiv. Leiv is the first 32 days, and then after the first 32 days, you did the first two Sidros of 16. Then already by Lag Boimer, you're getting into the last third, the Shlish Achron. It's interesting though, there's various Menhagim and Sfir Soimer of Lekulei Alma from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Lag Boimer, everyone has Tvira. Some people start from the beginning and go till Lag Bayomer, some people start from Beshchedesh Ir and go till the end. But the Tzara Shoveh is the middle days, because that's the ones that are connected to Avoyda. That's Zichra Avoyda, Tefiltus Beis HaMikdash. Toira Havmir, Chesed Havmir, Keser Malchus is Chesed, Malchus Shel Chesed. The Keser Avoyda Bezunder, that's where the Kuli Alma has the Avelis on those 16 days. And about the Avoyda is to make the Leiv Toiv, to be able to tzamin, build up the mensch.